What up, y'all?
What up? There they go.
This is Mr. Luke Casey. I know y'all been waiting for a second, and we've been gone for a while, invisible. But I'm Mr. Luke Casey coming to you because I'm crazy. And then I got my man, KD DeVoice. What's up, baby?
Y'all already know what they do, Luke Casey.
Hey, Happy New Year, man.
Same to you, man.
Happy New Year, y'all, man.
You know who this is, your boy, KD DeVoice. You know the one that bring it to all kind of ways, baby.
You got
the fucking podcast, Luke Casey, man.
Oh, hey, man, it was a great Christmas. We had a Christmas break, right? I know you partied up because I was over here eating some of them crabs. They were delicious. Yeah, I mean, but we had a great time, man. The holidays were great. New Year's, I stayed home. What'd you do?
New Year's.
Oh, I know what you did. You did solo firecrackers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you went solo.
You know what I'm saying? We did it together.
Yeah, bro. Y'all did fire.
Bam. Yeah.
Did firecrackers on that day, man. And you chilled out at the crib, man, doing your thing. You and Pops, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes,
and that's
sir.
What's up, man. Man, I ain't even do nothing but sat home. I ain't watched the ball drop. I ain't watched the peach drop. I dropped.
You dropped out.
I dropped out.
I knew you.
You know what I'm saying, man? I wasn't up late, man. I heard you give me a shout out saying, I know that this is chilling.
No, man.
I didn't do saying I was dog. I didn't have no lights no more. You know what I'm saying? The lights were gone.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the lights were gone. Okay. So I didn't go up there no more. You know what I mean? But hey, man, I did go for Christmas, though. It was a good time, though, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's 2025.
I got it. Boy, hold up, y'all. I got that, man. I had an issue over the holidays. We're talking about step siblings and all that, bro.
What about
sister, step brother?
What about it?
Who is a step? What makes the step? What makes the sisters and brothers steps or halves, as some people may call it? Is it from the mother? If it's a mother child. Or is it the father child that makes it a step? Which one is it? I know a lot of people say, "Oh, that's my mama and that's my mama's daughter, so that's my sister."
No.
But now this her daddy, but that ain't my daddy. But that's her daddy and they step sisters.
This is what I was told. If it comes from the dad's nutsack. Your brother and sister, period.
Woo!
Because y'all share two people blood, your mama and your daddy.
Yeah.
Right? So that makes you whole. One and one, half and half. Right?
Yeah.
That makes you full. But if you only got half mama, that makes you half.
And some people may come up with this old technology term and all this. It gets so really scientific on us. I said scientific.
Is that the word?
That's a new word.
Okay, we got to discuss that.
So don't try to become scientific on us. But they're talking about, oh, well, the mother has 23 chromosomes and the dad has 23 chromosomes. So therefore, we make them, make us half.
Yeah, man.
Nah, dog. Medically, maternally, hey. Maternal, if it comes from the father nutsack, the father is the one that's the maternal medically. Now, women, unfortunately, y'all are carriers.
Yep.
Y'all carry the seed.
Yep.
What's that?
You analogy? like a fertilized area. Okay. Now you got all the women, you got all the nutrients we need to make us grow. You got all the nutrients we need that to survive in the womb. You got all the nutrients, just like a ground. Not trying to make y'all no ground. I ain't trying to say that.
Soil.
All right, the soil. If you're a farmer, the soil nurtures the seed to make it grow. But I'm an apple farmer. You're a corn farmer. This green is Elizabeth. I've been with Elizabeth. He been with Elizabeth.
Okay.
I planted an apple. She gave birth to it. That's mine because I'm an apple.
And you fertilize that.
And I fertilize that ground. I put that there. He's corn. I don't mess with Elizabeth no more. We good, but we ain't good.
Yeah.
He messed with Elizabeth now.
Yeah.
He puts corn in that same ground that apple came from.
And I fertilize it.
and he fertilized it. So therefore, corn came out of it.
Yes.
So that's corn, and I got apple. Right? Now, if I come back around and mess with her again and put apple down there, that's two apples. That means that they both brothers and sisters.
Absolutely. And then if so, me, my corn, and your two apples,
they have.
Since they with the mother and they live with the mother, they call each other real sisters.
No.
And brothers or whatever.
Y'all got it wrong, folks. Sorry. Y'all got it wrong.
Got it wrong.
So it is what it is. But look it up if y'all want to believe these two.
Yeah, look it up. Head us up. Think about it. Hey, but not trying to start nothing with inside the family, because that's what I don't believe in. I don't do that step. That's your brother. That's just, I don't care if I marry.
Straight up.
If I marry into a family.
Brother and sister.
A mother that's already have kids. I don't, them not my stepkids. That my daughter, them my son, or whatever. I don't do the step thing.
No.
You know, so that's just me personally. So I don't even want to get through that confusion.
Yeah.
You
know, we don't do that. We don't do that. But. Huh?
This is R. Kelly.
Hey, man. I'm going to tell you, man. You know, so therefore, you know, like I was saying, it's 2025. And the Corner Pocket going to keep it live. We live in 225.
Really?
So I'm letting you guys know, we finna tear y'all head loose in 25. And we're going to be out there in the street. So remember, anybody who wants to come set up live and be a part of your show, a part of what you're doing, we're happy to do it, because this is the People's Podcast, and we want everybody's involved. We want everybody to climb in. We want everybody to ride with us on this love train. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
We want to have a good time, man. We got some cool stuff that we getting ready to set up for you guys, and I'm going to be happy to do it.
Luke Hayes said he wants y'all to climb in, so y'all make sure y'all climb in. So y'all can chime in.
Woo! Woo!
Climb in.
One more time.
So you can chime in.
Climb in.
Come on. Y'all ain't ready, baby. Y'all already know we're going to bring it to you real.
I love that.
Raw and authentic.
I love what you said, baby.
All day, baby.
Climb in and chime in. You feel me?
Yeah.
Y'all want to shine. Y'all want to be on a podcast. This is the place to be.
Come on. You got something.
Because this is the People's Podcast. We keep telling y'all that. But in 25, we're going to show you. We're going to show y'all.
All day.
We're going to show y'all how we going to tear y'all head loose in 25. We got some good guests coming on finally. We got our stuff together. We got all of our stuff together where we ready to go now. And we finna take off.
And I got a little eye, y'all.
Yeah, brother can see now.
You know, thank God, you know, still coming along. So, you know, still got to wear the patch on this one because still need the corneal transplant. So I can't see out of here and make this one blurry. So, you know, I'm like 2100 vision right now. But I can see a little bit better. So, big ups.
That's what's
only
up.
Only remember three things here.
Y'all check this out.
Y'all check out. Boy, my producer boy, he off the chain. He know exactly what I was going to say. Y'all listen to this. Let's ride. Let's see what we're talking. Let's listen.
He remembers three things in her life.
Hold on. Rewind that, because I want them to hear the beginning exactly.
Woman only remembers three things in her life.
Women.
The good things she did to you.
The good things.
The bad things you did to her.
Bad things you done to her.
And the evil things she's about to do.
Now, let me go over those three things one more time. Three things. A woman remembers the good things she do for you.
Remember the good things she do for you.
A woman remembers the bad things you do to her.
She remembers the bad things you do to her.
And then a woman remembers all the bad things. We done telling. All the bad things. All the bad things that she's about to do to you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in those situations?
Man, you know what? I never even thought about it until just now, until listening to that, saying those three things. And I could believe that. I definitely could believe that, but I don't know if I could say I could identify them doing that to me.
Because you was in the moment.
That's what it was?
You was in the moment. All you felt may be, okay, how it goes when you break up. You with the woman, you treat her good.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, you got me thinking. I do what? Know one.
Say one.
I do know somebody. I'm gonna say,
who?
Somebody did. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
All right. And then the second step,
come on,
is they remember how bad you did them.
How bad I did them?
Yeah, they don't remember how good you did them.
Hold on, now.
They remember how good they did you.
Is that what man?
How
did?
Bad they you did them, and how bad they about to do you.
Okay, so let's rewind this here because I need to understand. So the woman only remembers three things,
right?
How good she treated you,
right?
How bad she
you treated her.
Nah, we gotta rewind that, Lou Hayes.
I'm telling you. All right, let's hit it one more time. Hit it one more time. I'm gonna tell you now. I'm just telling you now. It's about because the whole thing is the whole gist is how they remember things, not how we remember it. Mm. They ain't gonna remember how good we were to them. They don't remember how good they were to you.
Okay, and then they're gonna remember how bad
you was to them. That's it. They don't remember. Well, this nigga treated me this way for 3 days.
Okay,
but for 5 years that nigga was good to me.
Okay.
They ain't gonna remember that. Okay. They gonna remember what you did them 3 motherfucking days. And then they gonna remember, nigga, I'ma get you.
So that's the evil.
That's what they, that's when they get you. Hit it.
We wait. Good things she did to you, the bad things you did to her, and the evil things she's about to do to you.
Wow. Pause.
A woman
pause.
Only remembers.
Pause.
Wow. So now that we got this straight, women remember three things. The good things she did to you. The bad things you did to her. And the evil things she about to do to a nizag.
Yep.
Woo!
That's what they remember.
Man.
They don't, now listen. They don't remember all them cheddar biscuits at
Red
Lobsters, you bust the hood on me. They don't remember
that.
They don't remember all the Orlando trips when you took them to Universal and the theme parks. They don't remember that.
They don't remember that extravagant gift you just gave to them.
Oh, no. No. They don't remember those nights where you in bed listening to the Quiet Storm and Gerald LaVert serenading both of y'all as y'all lay there holding each other. She don't remember that. She don't remember that. She don't remember none of that. They just remember that nigga did me wrong. I caught him around the corner at Bridget House. I'm finna bust this nigga windows out.
Mm.
I'm finna key this nigga car. I'm finna flatten his motherfucking tires. Why? Because I caught him around the Bridget House. But wait a minute. You ain't gonna give him a chance to explain?
Come on.
You ain't gonna give him a chance to explain?
Absolutely.
Do you think that he has gained all that respect to be... I'm going to let you explain. Out of all the things that he's done for you.
Only remember.
You, man.
Men only remembers.
You know what I'm saying?
Boy, that's good.
So you think about that. Now, I want to ask you one thing, the voice. Can you remember one time?
One time, what that boss?
Those three motherfucking things.
Absolutely.
All right, what was the first thing? How good she treated you. You had a woman that treats you real good.
I mean, I definitely had a woman that treated me real good.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had a woman that treated me. Well, let me get, because I'm stuck on the woman treated me bad. So now.
Oh, you ain't had no woman treat you bad?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So what are you stuck for?
You know why? Because she thought I treated her bad, but that's when it went to the evil part on her. You see what I'm saying?
True. So two of those was knocked out right out the back. Right?
Yes, sir.
But funny how you treating her good didn't come up in that mix. Because what they quick to say it. I did this for you, motherfucker. I did this.
The car bought you. They don't remember the clothes and all
come
that.
Come on.
But I remember the same car I bought you. You went somewhere else all over town. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's because I caught you. Blah, blah, blah. Now you want to.
Now that's.
But I was still being good to you.
Foul.
After the fact. I was still being good. You know what I'm saying?
And still probably hate you to this day.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if she hate me to this day or not.
Dislike. Strong dislike.
Like I did something. Man,
and then you got to ask her, what is her? But see, you got to think about this. What is her treating you good? What is that? Tell me about that.
Oh, she can't tell me treat me good now.
No, let's rewind. What? Not even that person. Just a person treating you good. A woman treating you good.
Oh man, that, I mean that's.
You got many of many that's man, treated you good.
I have. I mean, I have. I have a lot of
in your past, good, man.
But I'm saying one just override all that.